From the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 31 through 33 and 44 through 45. Here are a series of parables Jesus shared with his disciples. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of God is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and reburied. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. 3 years ago, we started what has become one of my most favorite traditions here at First Presbyterian Church, our Easter morning's annual butterfly release. We gather on the Legacy Green, all ages, and with great anticipation, release butterflies into the air, a sign of new life. The whole process actually starts weeks before. At the beginning of Lent, I order tiny little caterpillars in the mail, and they arrive in little cups. They don't look like very much. They're small, wiggly, ordinary things. And I set up a display outside this door right here, and each Sunday, we have the chance to check on those caterpillars. I feed them during the week. We watch them crawl around and eat all the yummy, sweet food that they can. And then one day, those not-so-little caterpillars climb to the top, wrap themselves up in cocoons, and then nothing. We wait. For days, sometimes weeks, there's just stillness. No movement, no sound, nothing that looks like progress. It can feel like nothing happening at all. And if I'm being honest with you, each year my anxiety increases the closer we get to Easter and there's no butterflies have emerged. My mind runs wild. What are we going to do if we don't have butterflies for the butterfly release? I've already advertised. People know they're going to be expecting butterflies. I wonder if I can buy live butterflies and I'll switch them out for those duds. No one will be the wiser. These are the thoughts I have every year without fail. But of course, inside the silence, inside the small cocoons, a miracle is happening. Hidden from sight, new life is taking shape. What looks still and lifeless is actually full of transformation. And then one morning, I walk past the display, and there's a butterfly, emerged from its cocoon, stretching out its wet, delicate wings, and I breathe a sigh of relief. I wonder how I could have ever doubted God's timing. And I think that is what is at the heart of our parables this morning, the mystery of God's timing. For several weeks now, we have become quite acquainted with the parable of the mustard seed. We've heard how big things can come from small things, how a tiny seed can grow into a gigantic bush, how faith like a mustard seed can move mountains, and how a small act of generosity can make a lasting impact. But I don't think we've really leaned into the time it takes for those things to happen, the in-between time, the time between what was and what will be. Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, so small you could lose it in your hand. Or like yeast, hidden in flour until it disappears completely. Neither looks impressive. Both work quietly, invisibly. But in time, they bring abundance. A shrub large enough for birds to nest in, bread enough to feed a household. Both these parables point us to God's hidden patient work, growth that we cannot force, control, or rush. They remind us that God's kingdom does not arrive with headlines and fanfare, but in small beginnings, faithful acts, daily commitments, moments of grace that seem ordinary. And friends, I know we live in a world that loves instant results. Next day shipping, instant downloads, immediate test results, up-to-the-minute news headlines. But God's work doesn't run on our schedule. Sometimes God plants a seed in our lives or in the life of the church, and it seems like nothing happens for a long while. A ministry doesn't bear fruit immediately. A prayer goes unanswered. An act of giving or serving feels small, even unnoticed. Seasons of transition go on longer than we'd like. Our anxiety begins to rise. We keep checking that cocoon to see if a butterfly has emerged, and we come up with all these wild ideas of what we could do if butterflies don't emerge. But seeds take time. Leaven needs rest, butterflies need space to transform, and in God's economy, nothing faithful is wasted. The Spirit is always working quietly below the surface. I wonder on this Commitment Sunday if stewardship is often like that. We give, we serve, we pray, and we don't always see the fruit immediately. But God is at work in ways we cannot yet perceive. We are called to trust the process of God's growth. To believe that every seed of generosity, every act of faithfulness, every commitment to the church's mission contributes to something far beyond what we can measure. A Sunday school teacher's lesson may plant a lifelong faith. A meal served at the Highland Blessing Dinner may change a life in the Highland community. A prayer offered in private may ripple outward in ways we'll never know. A promise made at baptism may spark a new and renewed relationship with Christ. Commitment Sunday isn't just about budgets and line items and pledges. It's about faith in God's ongoing growth. When we make a commitment of our resources, we're not just supporting a church program like youth mission trips or Club 345 or the adult day trippers or even university events. But we are planting seeds. And often we don't get to see the full harvest of what that seed will become. And so we give not because the results are visible, but because the promise is sure. That what we give or pledge today to God, God will take and use in ways we could never imagine. That God's kingdom is coming to life among us in one seed, one act of generosity, one moment of truth, one little caterpillar in a cocoon at a time. As I was preparing for this morning, I realized something. Our church stands at the cusp of a rare and holy convergence of seasons. It's Commitment Sunday, when we offer ourselves and our gifts to God for the coming year. We are also about to enter the season of Advent, a time of watching and waiting for the Christ child to come. And we are also about to welcome a new interim pastor. Someone called not to be the final answer to a season of waiting, but someone called by God to help guide us through a purposeful in-between time. Friends, we are no longer where we were, but we're also not quite yet where we're going to be. We are living in the in-between. And as we welcome and prepare to welcome our interim pastor, let us be mindful that he is not a placeholder. He is not coming here to fulfill the shoes of those who have gone before him, nor is this interim season a pause button on the work of this church. When given space, when given time, the interim season is a sacred period where God moves in the middle, where a mustard seed gathers its potential to grow into a giant bush, where leaven slowly but surely expands the dough into a loaf, and where a church can do the quiet, unseen work of preparing for a future not yet visible, but held in God's hands all the same. So this year, when we make our pledges to the church, we are committing to supporting the unseen work of God. The not yet, but one day will be. The unrevealed, but already known. God is at work among us, my friends, offering us the promise of life in every seed, hope within every sorrow, and resurrection beyond death. Unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see. Amen.